USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Longtime Republican U.S. Senator Bob Dole has died at 98. Dole fought in World War II, then came home to enter politics, serving in the U.S. House and the Senate. He ran for president in 1996. He was beaten, though, by Bill Clinton. The following year, in 1997, Clinton awarded Dole the Medal of Freedom at the White House. In his speech, Dole joked he was hoping to give a different speech that day.
I, Robert J. Dole. Do solemnly swear. Sorry, wrong speech.
His family says Bob Dole died in his sleep early Sunday. Again, he was 98. This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The director of the CDC says she does not support a federal mask mandate. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Dr. Rochelle Walensky said she'd rather see people get vaccinated themselves rather than rely on federal mandates to make them do so. Walensky, though, says there will still be some mask mandates in some areas at the local level.
Those mandates and requirements are going to happen at the county level, at the policymaker level.
A Kentucky congressman is getting likes, but also some big criticism after publicly asking Santa for more ammo. Thomas Massey tweeting that over the weekend, along with a Christmas photo of his family, all holding guns. Some called it insensitive, especially right after Michigan's school shooting. BuzzFeed going public, the digital media company will debut on Wall Street this morning, beginning trading on NASDAQ. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Mariah Carey's Christmas song goes diamond. Her 1994 holiday classic, All I Want for Christmas Is You, has been diamond certified. It's the first holiday single to ever be awarded that title by RIAA, as Carey posted a photo of herself and her new award to Instagram, captioning it, "Diamonds are a girl's best friend." Disney's latest animated feature remains at the top of the movie box office leaderboard in the U.S. and Canada.
But, Mama, why am I the only one that didn't get a gift?
You're just as special as anyone else in this family.
You just healed my hand with an arepa con queso.
Encanto, earning nearly $13 million in its second weekend in theaters in North America. And coming in second, Ghostbusters Afterlife, with just over $10 million. House of Gucci, co-starring Lady Gaga and Al Pacino, grossing nearly $7 million in its second week of release. And rounding out the top five, Christmas with The Chosen, The Messengers, followed by Eternals. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.